The Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
And welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz on this Fiesta Friday. Having a great time. Rockies are in the rain playing the Giants. Some news about Bumgardner. You know, he hurt himself.
Yeah.
Dirt biking here.
Oh, was he here?
He was in Denver.
I know exactly where he was now. I know because you know where the dirt bike trail is, right?
There are a bunch of them.
But the big one is right at like C-470 and I-70.
Well, see, I know one up north, just south of Loveland. There's a big, huge one.
Oh, this one's on the mountain.
Is that the one by the Alpine Slide or whatever?
No, a little bit further east.
Yeah.
Right by Dinosaur National, by the Dinosaur, whatever, Overlook, whatever the thing is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they have a mountain bike trail there.
Okay.
Or like dirt bike, like motorcycles, right? Motorcycle jumping and...
Dirt bike. I don't know. All I heard was...
If I hear dirt bike, I think like motorcycle.
I'm sure it was a motorcycle. I don't think he was pedaling under his own power. But yeah, he hurt himself dirt biking here. And so now he's on the disabled list for a while. But it doesn't seem to be bothering the Rocks in the rain because they are up 6-4. They had an inside the park home run.
You know what?
Which was exciting to watch.
The last inside the park home run I ever saw was the one that, was it Panic that did it against the Rockies in
oh my God, yes,
PNC or whatever,
right.
The heck park. And they won the game on it?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that game. Oh, that was... But you know what? They lost the game, but it's exciting. That might be one of the most exciting plays in all of sports.
Well, here's the thing. I really kind of wanted to go, and I could go to the game, but I have duties here.
Yeah.
And I said duties. So that's my
But you case. Can go tomorrow.
But I like watching Johnny Cueto, man. I love watching Johnny Cueto pitch for the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he would be a Rocky.
Maybe he will be something.
So what he does is so interesting is he will he can just delay his windup. So he will have different windups and different deliveries. He may take his knee back a couple times before he goes. It's very interesting to watch him pitch.
No, you told us this last. In fact, yeah. I think we were on the air last time he was pitching. And
but it was there. But now he's here.
Yeah,
he does the same thing.
Yeah.
I love watching. He'll just.
Well, I can't imagine he'd change it up from park to park.
He does. He changes it.
What I mean is, it's like if he does it in San Francisco.
No.
He'll
yeah.
do it here.
Well, he changes it from pitch to pitch.
Right.
So like he will, you know, just he'll hold it for a second, or then he'll come quick with it, which is so fun. I think it's so interesting to watch. And I know he's getting blasted right now in a rainstorm and Trevor
Storm is a big word.
Well, Trevor Story hit his first home run.
Grand slam.
First ever grand slam. Trevor ending story. Can we call him the Trevor ending story? Come on.
Hashtag it's going a little bit more.
Hashtag Trevor ending story.
Yeah. If you want to go hashtag Trevor ending story, that works.
Hashtag Trevor ending story.
That's not his nickname. I don't think he has a nickname yet.
How about Trevor ending story? That would be a great nickname.
That's a terrible nickname.
Just home run hitter.
That's a terrible name. Trevor ending story? No.
Trevor ending story.
Right. Just because you want to sing that doesn't make it a good name.
I don't want to sing it. I want to see a white. I want to see a white Chinese dragon come running around the outfield every time he hits a home run.
Not gonna happen.
Trevor ending story.
Don't think that's ever gonna happen.
Come on, that would be awesome though, wouldn't it? All of a sudden, like this white, you know, the luck dragon,
no,
right?
Oh, no,
the
I
luck
remember,
dragon from
I,
Trevor.
I saw the movie, and I'm gonna be blasphemous here. I didn't care for it. Did not care for Neverending Story. It was not my cup of tea.
Get out.
I never liked those fantasy ones. You know what else? I never liked
Willow.
Not a big fan of Willow.
The next thing you're going to tell me is Dark Crystals wasn't on your list.
Okay, now I enjoyed Dark Crystal.
Okay.
Was it the Jim Henson one?
Yeah.
Henson.
I liked Dark Crystal. That was a fun movie. And I liked the one with David Bowie.
The Man That Fell to Earth?
No. That was a terrible movie. That was awful. I actually sat and watched that movie.
You mean Zoolander?
No, although I enjoyed that one. No, this is the one where he's like the bad guy.
I'll come up with it. I know which one it is. I will come up with it. It's before you go to your phone. I will come up with it before you come to your phone.
All right.
It's let me think about something else and it'll come to me. Well, what is so interesting is I like the way Johnny Cueto pitches. And did you know what his ERA was at Coors Field before today?
Probably like a 1.
No, like he's pitched here lots of times.
What, 2.3?
2.1? 2.3? I mean, at Coors Field.
Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Got it. I liked that movie. That was a good movie.
So, as opposed to Pan's Labyrinth, which is not nearly as funny.
What?
The Hunger?
The Hunger?
The Hunger.
Are we going through all the bad David Bowie movies?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of them.
That's a lot of them. He wasn't a very good actor. But we, you know, 6-4, and you know what? The Rockies still lead the National League West.
Thank goodness for Arizona losing. Yes,
they are second behind Washington in the National League, and a half game back. And they actually only trail with most wins by Houston, who's 11-5. So the Rockies are still up there doing well, and they're, you know, as long as you're not losing series, as long as you're winning series.
So I made this comment last night. And that was, you know, the Rockies lost. It was a very strange two-game series. And they lost that game to L.A. 4-2. And I had to remind myself that baseball is a game that is built for failure. Like, you're going to win less times than you lose. If you
said that backwards.
Yeah, I did. If you're going to lose more than you're going to win. If you fail 7 times. Out of 10 at bat, you're still a star. So I figured I have to remind myself, this isn't football. This isn't basketball playoffs or anything where every game matters so much. It's the beginning of a very long season, and I can't get so caught up when the Rockies drop a game to the Dodgers. I mean, it's nice that they're in
first
place.
Are you kidding? We are nearly a tenth of the way through the season.
It's still a long way to go. I was telling Alex, I don't really even start to really – like focus on trends until they hit like game 40. That's about a quarter of the way through. So, you know, that was very
God. Listen, for you three who listen every day. I was sick yesterday.
Hello.
I'm sick. And so now so you know, I'm still medicating. I feel much better, but I'm still medicating.
Yeah.
I just medicated the rest of the room.
Well, you were trying to put something up your nose. I'm
Vicks.
Assuming
Vicks
it was
Vapor Rub. Jeez.
Vicks Vapor Rub.
I'm over here. So yeah, it's that little bag of white stuff.
Yes. So I was watching the Rockies earlier on, like the first few innings. And Blackman comes up to bat.
Yes.
Do you know what his walk-up song is?
Yes, I do.
Do you know the name of it?
Yes, I do, and I can't think of it. It's Journey.
It's like, no, it's not true. It's like, da 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 da.
Oh, yeah.
Da 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 da.
Because all the girls sing.
I don't want to be alone.
That's all the girls sing.
Yeah. Just sit tight. You sure you're going to make it, man? Man. At least you sneezed that way. Because Alex and I were saying when you left last night, we're like, I'm glad you left because I cannot afford to get sick.
No, no, no. Listen, like, that's. Okay, so this is the one problem that U.S. Americans have in this country anyway, is that it's our willingness to work through nearly everything. You know, you hear about these guys who, well, they'll work through the bad back and they'll work through the, you know, the broken hip and they'll work, you know, and people go to work every day with colds and you need to go home.
Yeah.
You need to go. If you're sick, you need to go home because you're not helping anyone else. You're actually losing production for everyone else. And
you're going to make everyone sick.
Yes, you're going to make everyone sick, and then you're not helping either.
Well, fortunately, I've reached that age in my life where I just don't care. You know, hey, if I have to take a day off because I'm sick, I'm taking a day off because I'm sick. Plus, we both worked in radio, and I worked in TV, and they were very conscious about sick people being at work because we depend on our voices, and we have to be able to speak clearly and be aware. In radio and TV and the media. So if you were sick, they'd send you home.
Well, yeah. And the other thing I remember me feeling when I was first getting into radio and I got
like you had to be there every day.
And
I did.
Like, I remember one time where I was truly, truly sick. And it was like, I don't want to call in.
Right.
I don't want to call in.
Yeah.
But I will.
Yeah. But we were younger and we didn't know any better. By the way, did you know that David Bowie was in The Last Temptation of Christ? I had no idea. Now I have to figure out who he was.
Do you know what we haven't talked about all day today and we need to?
I have no idea.
Today is Fiesta Friday!
I mentioned it, Fiesta Friday.
Fiesta Friday.
The end of a long week.
Yes.
We'll be back with some more stuff.
I've been told that there's tequila waiting downstairs for us after the show.
There always
no
is.
Freaking way.
Well, you know, hey.
Wait, is it free tequila?
Woo! Or free Keela, as we like to call that.
Free Keela.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.